It takes a boat or seaplane to get to this national park. Those who make the journey are rewarded with a place like none other. A remote forested island, surrounded with a rich history and a plethora of shipwrecks that may be explored. We go there on this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm LeVar Burton, and I'm proud to be a book person. How do I choose a book? Sometimes it's the cover, sometimes it's the title. I guess I'm pretty visual. If a book's really impressing me and the writing is really good, I will peek and see what the last paragraph is. Because the endings of books should rock you. I am a book person, and if you're a book person too, read to a child and spark a lifetime of ambition. Join me at bookpeopleunite.org because reading is fundamental. A public service announcement brought to you by Reading is Fundamental, Library of Congress, and the Ad Council.
Isle Royale National Park is in Lake Superior. The archipelago is 20 miles from the Minnesota shore and 50 miles from the Keweenaw Peninsula of Michigan. There's evidence of shallow pit copper mining about 4,500 years ago. The mineral was still being mined here in the 19th century.
People started mining copper here seriously in the 1840s. It coincided with the first real mineral boom in the United States over in the Keweenaw Peninsula. A lot of the folks that were coming to Isle Royale were coming from the Keweenaw Peninsula, Michigan, out here.
Lucas Westcott is a ranger at Isle Royale National Park. The last copper mines folded in the 1890s, but people who came here noticed the beauty of the place.
The resort era really dawned at Isle Royale right around 1890 or so. There was a cabin that was built on an island just here in Washington Harbor, the Johns Hotel, that was the first resort on Isle Royale. And resort is, you know, it was rough accommodations.
Visitors to the island and the resort came by boat. And sometimes the treacherous waters of Lake Superior claimed those ships.
There's 10 shipwrecks that are scattered around Isle Royale. One of the more prominent ones that ties to the resort area is the Wreck of the America, which is here in Washington Harbor on the west end of Isle Royale. It was the lifeblood of the island for quite a long time, bringing people to resorts and also hauling fish for commercial fisheries.
Those shipwrecks make this a haven for scuba explorers.
It takes a certain kind of diver to want to come here because the water is really, really cold. So it's pretty much dry suit diving, but for those people that are willing to do that, this is a pretty remarkable place to dive. There's a wide variety of kinds of wrecks. They're in various states, so there's some that you can swim inside of and some that are just debris fields.
The water is clear but cold, with a year-round average of just 39 degrees. Traveling the countryside at Isle Royale National Park, Michigan, I'm Andrew McCrae.